It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program that we call Fresh Oil. You say, where do you get that title, Keith? It comes from Psalm 92:10, which David said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. We've learned that we need fresh oil in our life. That's the presence of God and His Holy Spirit. I started a new series this week entitled Carriers of the Presence, Living with God Every Day. Today's program is entitled Hosting God, Not Just Visiting. And my theme verse today is 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. It says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You see, there's a difference between visiting a sacred place and being one. There's a difference between attending a moment and cultivating a lifestyle. God doesn't just want to be your weekend guest on Sundays. He wants to take up residence in your heart. God doesn't visit, He indwells. Now let's begin with the foundational truth today. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God didn't just clean you up, He moved in. See, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19 clearly tells us your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You're not just a follower, you're a host. You're not just a believer, you are a dwelling place for the Spirit of God. The word temple here is the same Greek word that was used for the Holy of Holies, that inner sanctum of the Old Testament tabernacle where God's glory rested, the inner part of the temple where God lived. That's you now, friend. You're not waiting to enter the presence. You carry the presence with you. But there's a question we have to ask. Have we learned to host Him well? Imagine someone staying at your house for a weekend. You clean up, you change the sheets, and you make sure everything is in order. You put on your best behavior. But if that person were to move in permanently, the relationship would change. You'd begin to share space. I might ask you to wash your own sheets. Share decisions. You consider them daily because now they're not just a guest. Now they're a resident. Many Christians treat God like a weekend guest. They welcome Him into church, maybe even a morning devotion, but then they leave Him out of the rest of their day, the rest of their lives. But friend, the Holy Spirit wants more than visitation rites. He wants residency. I believe you and I would be actually shocked if we came to a full awareness of how God is sitting in the room with us all the time because we brought Him there. He lives inside of our hearts. To host someone means what? It means to prepare a place for them. To host someone means to honor their presence. Now, I can't imagine if someone came to my home here and they were my guest, and I just walked away and got in my car and drove off for a couple of days and left them there. No, I honor their presence. I'm like, I'm so glad you're here. Let's make this time special. To host God means to protect the atmosphere. It means you intentionally shape your life in a way that honors and accommodates and welcomes God into the room. There's an example found in the Old Testament. It's in 2 Samuel chapter 6. After David attempted to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem, it ended up staying at the house of a man named Obed-Edom, and it was there for 3 months. And here's what the Bible says. The Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Now why? Because the ark, the very symbol of God's presence, it rested there in his house. Obed-Edom didn't just visit God's presence, he hosted it. And everything in his life changed. Read the story. It's fascinating. Now let's talk about some signs that you're hosting God well. How do you know if you're doing a good job hosting God's presence? There's five signs that let you know you're truly hosting God. First of all, you're going to grow in sensitivity. Because when the more you're around God, the more you want to be like God. So you grow in sensitivity. You're going to be more aware of what people are going through. You're going to be more aware of what's going on in your life. Your appetite changes when you're hosting God well. You desire spiritual things. You don't desire some of the things that your flesh would desire. Thirdly, you prioritize His presence. That's how you know you're hosting God well. When you really prioritize having time with God, quiet time, still moments. Be still and know that I'm God. And you steward purity. You become a pure steward of wanting to use what you have for God's kingdom. And you bring His atmosphere wherever you go. When I walk into a room, God walks into that room because He's inside of me. That's why a lot of places people go into, they never stop and pause to think. They just brought God into an unholy place. He's inside of you, friend. He knows everything that's going on. I want you to think of hosting God like tending a garden. It takes consistency, weeding out what doesn't belong, watering what does, and protecting the soil. I've been spending some time at my vacation home in Florida, and I'm away sometimes for months at a time, and I realized I had to go and pull some weeds that had grown in my absence. I had to take care of some plants that were starving for my attention. You see, watering the garden, protecting the soil. In the same way, you can't walk in the fullness of God's presence without cultivating an atmosphere that welcomes Him. Consider your time in the presence of God like you're taking care of your garden. And then part four, building a life that God wants to stay in. And from this, I want to read Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. And this is what it says. For the Lord has chosen Zion. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. That's the kind of life God looks for, friend. A resting place. So how do we build that in our life? First of all, through worship that's real. So many times we think of worship as singing slow songs and praise as singing fast songs. But friend, worship, it comes from the Greek word. The root word for worship means to lie prostrate before God, to adore Him, to magnify Him. And that's not just singing songs, that's the way you're looking towards God, the way you're reacting towards God. And I believe through repentance that's humble is another way we can build a life that God wants to stay in. Whenever we fail God, come to Him with a humble heart and say, God, I blew it. Wash me, like David said, in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Thirdly is through faith that's focused. Focus your faith on God and what He desires to do in your life. And finally, through obedience that's joyful. When you obey what God's commands, when you are obedient to the Word of God, do you do it reluctantly or do you do it joyfully? I have come to understand that there's not one commandment God gave in His Word that wasn't for my good. Every single one of them will make my life a better life. God's not looking for a polished sanctuary. You know what He's looking for? He's looking for a willing heart. He wants you to say yes. I don't know if you ever noticed the picture that where Jesus is knocking on the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. It doesn't have a doorknob on the outside. The doorknob is on the inside. He's just waiting to come in and sup with you and you with Him. Have you ever been in a home where you just felt peace? Maybe it wasn't fancy. Maybe it wasn't big. But you could feel warmth, safety, and kindness because you knew God inhabited that place. That's what your soul can be for the Holy Spirit, a place where He enjoys dwelling. Let that be your goal, to build a life He loves to rest in. Now, let me give you some final thoughts today. Are you hosting God? Or are you just visiting Him? He's not interested in weekend visitation rites. No, He wants a relationship. He wants a life of union, of communion, and continual fellowship. And here's the grace. God doesn't expect a palace. He only asks for a surrendered heart, and He'll make His home there. The verse I just alluded to, Revelation 3:20, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." Jesus is knocking at your door today. He's asking you to open the door and not just say hello, but to stay. He wants to be a part of your everyday life. Today on Fresh Oil, we have been talking about the subject of hosting God and not just visiting. God doesn't want you to just visit Him on Sundays. He wants to be a part of your everyday life, friend. He's knocking at your door. He's waiting for you to invite Him in the room and bring Him into your life to stay. I so appreciate you listening each and every day to Fresh Oil. Monday through Friday, I do this program continually, and I've just gone over 300 programs. Today is, I think, 303, I believe. And I do this not because I don't have anything else to do. I do it because it's an opportunity for me to share grace with you. And I so appreciate you listening. I hope you go by the website at weneedgod.com. Send me a note. Let me know you're listening to the program. We never ask for money. I have no desire to beg you for money because God takes care of all my needs. He pays the bills. But I would love to hear from you if you listen daily to the program. If you could just go by my website, it's really easy. It's weneedgod.com. It's one word, just weneedgod, all spelled out, .com. And you can find a place to email me and just let me know that you're listening to the program. I would love to talk with you and write back and just to know that you're listening to the program. Don't forget to tell me what city you're listening to on the radio, or if you're listening on Facebook, Twitter, whatever you listen to the program on. I would love to hear from you today. Friend, I want to pray for you right now in the closing moments of this program. Father, thank You for the incredible truth that You chose to dwell within us, not as a guest, but as a resident. God, forgive us for treating Your presence like an occasional visit instead of a daily reality. But today, God, we say, make our hearts Your home, shape our lives into resting places for Your Spirit, and let Your presence be the most honored guest in every room of our life, God. We want to host You well. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening today, friend. Walk in grace.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical: transformation. Keith Manley's newest book, entitled Grace Changes Everything, is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept, it's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.